This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Carlos, how was Sang able to be so efficient with his pitches today?
Yeah, he attacked through strikes. I think he filled his own with all of his pitches. Got ground ball. I think he got a couple of ground balls with his two-seamer for a double play, which helped. They were aggressive at times, got some quick outs, and that's why he was able to go seven innings today. He was really good overall.
I know you guys are bringing him along slowly. Did you think about sending him out with 79 pitches for the eighth?
I thought about it, but, you know, we've been keeping him at five innings the whole time, and he's already a big jump, you know, at seven innings. We were looking at 85 pitches, and after that long inning, because of the offense, we scored a lot of runs, and I thought that was enough for him.
Luis Torrens now hitting .333. What have you liked most about his approach and his at-bats?
His ability to use the whole field, you know, especially with runners in scoring position. He's not afraid to go the other way. He can impact the baseball and pull it when he wants to, but I think he's just going to give you a good at-bat overall. Knowing the situation, having the ability to slow the game down, but I think he's just coming down to getting good pitches and thinking small and using the whole field.
Was Senga trying to pitch to contact and get those early outs, or is it just more so a result of their approach?
Yeah, I think it was a result of their approach. They're going to be aggressive, and I'm just glad we got a lot of quick outs there. And like I said, a couple of ground balls, double plays that, you know, help.
I'd like to finally get seven innings from a starter.
Yeah, I mean, we knew at some point those guys are going to step up. They're really good at what they do, and we saw it yesterday with Peterson going six. Today, Senga, and like I said, you know, just like hitting, it's contagious. So hopefully we keep it going that way. And if not, we got guys back there that can help us too. Really good. I thought he was hitting his pops. I thought he executed a couple of pitches. I think a strike three on Viento would paint it. I think a sinker to Lindor was painted. Like he was really good. I'm glad we got his pitch count up early, and because you know, knowing Sevy, he wants to go the distance all the time. You know, and I thought he was really good.
Well, it's been a rough start to the season for Beatty, but you mentioned the double plays. He, you know, turned two pretty nice ones, and then I think worked a 10-pitch at bat, had the triple. What did you make of his day today?
Yeah, that's what you want to see. You want him to have fun, to continue to play the game, and continue to contribute to help us win games. We saw it with that play. It was huge. After we didn't make a play, and then right away, we got another ground ball. We turn it for him to get the triple. It's just good to see him having some good results here, and, yeah, he's a good player.
What have you thought of the production you've gotten from Torrens and Senga, especially with Alvarez out so far?
Really good. Really good. You know, I just talk about Louis and his approach and, you know, not only his ability to give us good at-bats, but handling the pitching staff. And same thing with Senga. You know, yesterday we saw it, and we've seen it the whole year with him. You know, not only really good defensive catchers, but they're doing their part offensively.
Did you get any more clarity on
Seri? No, not yet. I got to check with him and the trainers and see what we got.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.